friend I'm going to bring out here for you, since we got all the youngins in here today. And while Brother John's getting Champ ready, and he'll be bringing him in here in just a moment, my friend's name is Gabby, and he's been traveling with me for about 30 years. Yeah, you can leave that there. That's fine. Thank you, Jess. And he's a little cowboy character that enjoys being on the road. Oh, thank you, Brother Walker. Is it my turn? Yes, 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 it is. It's your turn right now. And you're going to come out here. I want you to behave yourself. Ooh, wow. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Now, Gabby, we are at the zoo. No, Gabby, we are not at the zoo today, okay? We're at the nursing home. No, 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 no. We're not at the nursing home. Today, we are at Pacific Baptist Church in Long Beach, California. Really? Pastor Guy, that one and only Dr. Steve Myers? Yes, yes, that's right. There he is. When did he get out of jail? Now, Gabby, he's not been in jail. Prison? No, he's not been in prison, okay? Now listen, we stop by here with Champ, the hay-burning horse, no, and Dixie Dog, the flea-bitten hound, no. We stop by here to preach the gospel, to take some people to heaven with us. Are you going to go on the next boatload? No, but we're getting ready, because you just never know when that might happen. Well, I know who's not going to be in heaven.
You do?
Yeah. Who's not going to be in heaven? Girls. No, not one. Zero. Sorry. What do you mean, no girls in heaven? Why, the Word of God says so. Brother Ayers, he knows the Bible. He knows it's true. He lives with a girl. Now, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I have read the Bible from cover to cover, and I don't one time ever remember seeing anything about no girls being in heaven. Well, you need to pay attention. Okay, where does it say that? In the book of Revelation. The last book of the Bible?
Yep.
It says there'll be no girls?
Yeah.
Where at?
It says there was silence in heaven for 30 minutes. Girls can't be quiet, so they're not gonna make it. Sorry.
No, wait a minute, Gabby. Wait, 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 wait. That is not what that is teaching. See, that's why we need teachers to instruct us in righteousness and preachers to help guide us and direct us so that we rightly divide the word of truth. That is not what that is teaching, okay? We need, okay, to understand that it's what they do with Jesus determines whether they go to heaven. So there will be girls in heaven.
Oh, well. Okay,
yes, there's going to be girls there, all right?
Well, I'm a puppet, and I don't have a soul, and I wish I could go to heaven with you and Brother Myers, but when the Lord comes back, I guess I'll be left behind with Brother Ross.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute.
You and me, we're going to run this place, brother. I'll take up the offering, and he can sing.
Okay, no, wait a minute, wait a minute. No, 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 no. Brother Ross loves the Lord. He has a testimony. He's going to be in heaven.
I don't think so. You need to talk to Miss Tamale.
No, wait a minute. Somali, not Tamale.
Somali, Tamale. And besides, he's an ugly...
No, stop. Stop. You're supposed to be nice, okay? Now, listen, he is going to be in heaven. He loves the Lord. He's got a testimony. And you should apologize.
To who?
What? To Brother Ross.
Here?
Yes.
Now?
Yes.
Okay, Brother Ross, I am so sorry that you're not going to make it.
Oh, Gabby. I am putting you back into your box.
Oh, now listen, you had a hand in it too there. Now, shh, just be quiet.
All right, we're going to bring Champ and Dixie in here in a minute. But first, we've got to read something from the Word of God. Whew, get spiritual here, that's for sure. Hey, take your Bibles, if you would, this morning. Let's look over in 1 John. 1 John chapter 5, right quick. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. And look in verse number 11. 1 John chapter 5 and in verse number 11. Let's stand together, shall we, for the reading of the Word of God. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 11. Hope you plan on hanging around for the Cowboy Carnival, all kind of activities planned for you out there. And you can jump on the mechanical bull if you're a mind to. It's been a lot of fun. The oldest person ever to ride the bull was a 92-year-old man. He actually rode it. And we had a 92-year-old lady that sat on it, okay? She said, I ain't ever rode one, but I want to sit on it. Now, I have got some golden tickets. The ushers are watching the boys and girls, 12 and younger, to see who is the best. And boy, it's going to be tough today. We got about 30 of these tickets out there. And the ushers will pass them out at the end of the service. And so, preacher, help me remember, we'll tell the ushers to give them out to those that are best behaved, that are sitting still and quiet and listening and paying attention. And it allows whoever has this golden ticket to cut to the front of the line one time and bring a friend with them. So if there's a big, long line to get on the mechanical bull, you got a golden ticket, you and your best friend can walk up to the front and you can cut. If there's a long line for food, you can cut the food line. And you adults would probably like to have one of these, okay? So if there's no boys and girls being good, you can give it to the adults. But anyway, so ushers are going to be watching for that. And we're glad all the young'uns are able to be in here with us. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 11. The Bible says, and this is the record. This, the Word of God. This, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in the church. No, it doesn't say that. Okay. And this life is in his Son. Yeah. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the hope of heaven. Thank you for your free gift. I pray that today, as Champ and Dixie Dog, help me preach this message on the way to heaven. I pray that you would help those that have never received that gift to understand it and accept it and receive it. And Lord, I pray that today you would do a work in our hearts. We'll thank you for it. We ask this in your name. Amen. All right, you all can be seated. And we're going to have Champ the Smiling Trick Horse and Dixie Dog come on in here right now. And you can give them a warm round of applause as they come in. And Champ and Dixie Dog's been traveling with me for many years now. Champ is wearing his red, white, and blue patriotic tennis shoes. He's an American, proud to be an American, that's for sure. Champ, can you wave howdy to everybody? Good boy. Can you give him a smile? Give him a smile. Good job. He loves to smile. And John, my pockets are empty. So if you could get me some treats. Oh, that's good. I'm glad that somebody. I need to forget my treats for these guys, but anyway, yeah, he says, yeah, that's right. You can't forget them. But Champ's an American miniature horse. He's smaller than a pony. He looks more like a horse in his conformation and his shape. And Champ has been He's wearing his red, white, blue tennis shoes. He's got his red, white, and blue saddle blanket on. You'll never find him kneeling at the national anthem. No, sir. He's proud to be an American with hoof over heart. And we bill him as the smiling trick horse, because if you have Jesus in your heart, you ought to have a smile on your face, because what's inside is going to come out. Dixie Dog, she's a Pomeranian puppy. She is from Florida. That's why we call her Dixie. She's a southern girl. She loves to ride. She's been riding on Champs since she was just a little pup. She loves to ride jet skis, four-wheelers, anything that moves. She thinks she's got a ride, and she loves to ride on Champ. We're going to get her off here and let her do some of her behaviors first, right out of the chute. And Dixie's a special little girl. All right, here we go. Thank you, Miss Jess. Now, all right, Dixie. Here we go. Are you ready to do some of your tricks right now? All right. Now, shake it off. Good. We got to learn to shake things off. When it doesn't go your way, you shake it off. Somebody hurts your feelings, shake it off. You have an accident, shake it off, okay? Stuff's going to happen. It's going to come your way. It's called life. And we got to learn to deal with it and not let little things ruin our day. I hope that you're polite and respectful. Whenever the folks are talking to you, you look at them in the eyes. It's good to teach our children respect and to look at people. And if they reach out their hand to be friendly, give me a shake. Oh, good girl. Not everybody shakes. High five. Good, 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 good. And speak. That's right. We should speak and talk to people whenever that they speak with us. Now, hold up a minute. Wait. Shh. Hush. Lay down. We got to learn to obey all the way. Now, roll over. Good. Stand up. Give me a little. No, stand up. Stand up. Give me a little dance. Good job. All right. Spin. Good. Now, get in your kennel. All right. Now, I want you to stay right there. Sit down. Hey, sit down right there. Now, stay there. Now, we got to learn to obey. In fact, if you've got a child that obeys, obedience is doing what they're told to do, when they're told to do it, with the right attitude. That's obedience. Amen. Okay. All three of those work together. Obedience. And if you notice, Dixie, she's got an intense desire to obey. She wants to please. And that's probably one of her most outstanding qualities, is the fact that she wants to make me happy. In fact, sometimes she'll do things without even being told. Okay. Yeah, just give them all to me. There you go. Thank you, brother. That'll work. All right, good, good, good. Here we go. Now, and so sometimes you'll see her, she'll do things without me telling her or cueing her. Why? Because she knows what I want. And will God help us to have a desire in our heart to please our master?
Yep.
Amen?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Because have you ever had a dog and you've tried to teach it to do some tricks and it didn't work so well? Yeah. You know, the difference is, and Dixie is got an intense desire to please. And that's what makes her so valuable, okay? And when you want to please the right person for the right reason, ooh, buddy, you go through the roof. Your price tag soars, okay? Yeah, because of that desire, okay? Now, Dixie's going to, in fact, let's have Becky and Peter come on up here. I'm going to have you all help me here. And I'll get back in there. Not your time yet. All right, let's see. Becky, I'm going to have you hold this. Peter, why don't you come over here, hold this stick. Now, this is what we're going to do. Becky's going to hula hoop, and while she's hula hooping, you're going to take the stick, and you're going to hit her until she stops, okay? That sound like fun?
Yeah.
No? Okay, here. She doesn't like that. How about now? Is this better? Yeah. No, we're not going to do that. I'm just teasing. Okay, actually, what you're going to do, you're going to hold this about right here. She's going to jump over it. We'll hold that about right there. Okay, now, let's see. Are you ready, Dixie? All right, come on. Come on over here. Let's get up our slide. Hey, come over here. Come on. There you go. Now, climb up. Climb on up. Come on. Down the slide. Through the hoop. Through the hoop. Good. Over the stick. Over. Good. Back over. Come on, back over. Good. Through. Good, come back through. Good job. Give her a hand right there. Thank you all. Now, here we go, Dixie. Why don't you sit down right here? Let's see if you can catch this frisbee. Sit down right there. All right, are you ready? Catch that thing. Ooh, wow, that was a quick catch. My goodness. Uh-oh. Are you getting a cold? I was worried. Oh, bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Oh, she's sneezing right there, if you didn't hear. Take that medicine, and I want you to get in your bed. All right, get in that bed right there. Lay down, get in the bed. Get in the bed. Lay down, I want you to go to sleep. Lay down and go to sleep. You're supposed to lay down right now. I want you to go to bed. Dixie, lay down. Listen, go to sleep. Oh, how long does it take your children to go to bed at night? Hope it's not some 30-minute routine of this, I got to go potty, I need a drink of water, booger man's under the bed. If it takes them that long to obey, you programmed that. Oh, yeah. See, Dixie's been programmed. Even that disobedience and jumping, she was programmed to do that. And whether you realize it or not, you're programming your children. May we program them to do right by reflex. Amen. Now, we'd go to bed early on Saturday because Sunday was church day. Sunday was the Lord's day. Sunday, my mom would fix a big old breakfast, and she would fix scrambled eggs and gravy and biscuits, and oh, she put on quite a spread. And then when it was time to eat, we all act, hey, get back in your bed. She would say, come and get it. But we didn't eat like animals. We would pray, dear Jesus, thank you for the food. Amen. We didn't pray at dinner time. Dear Lord, thank you for dinner. Amen. We didn't pray at supper time. Dear Lord, thank you for supper. Amen. We didn't pray when we go to bed at night. Now lay me down to sleep. Hope the Lord my soul to keep. Amen. We didn't pray when we're at McDonald's because that's not real food. Dear Lord, help this stuff to help me. Amen. Oh, yeah. Hey, I hope that you're not ashamed to pray in public. I hope that's usually the mark of a born-again believer. When I see folks pray in public, I'll slip over to them and I'll say, hey, I saw you praying. Are you a born-again Christian? Have you accepted Christ as your... Every time? Yes, and they'll give me their testimony. And I'll say, that's good. Thank God for Christians that aren't ashamed. Amen. Then we'd go off to church. So, Dixie, get back in that kennel there. That kennel's going to represent church, that place where we go to worship the Lord, to show God that we love him. The old devil does not want us to fall in love with Jesus. He doesn't want us to have a relationship with Christ. He's going to want to try to distract us. He's going to try to pull us. He might even use something that's good to get you to do bad. For instance, anything sinful with a soccer ball, not necessarily, but how about this? Sunday morning, hey, we're going to have a soccer team. And we're going to be, about 10:30 in the morning, we're going to be playing soccer. And we're going to get a uniform, and you can chase this ball around, and you might even get a participation trophy. Okay, that didn't work. Well, let's see here. Hey, how about this? Ooh, we got a hamburger here, a nice juicy hamburger. We're going to have a lip-smacking, belly-pooching, tongue-tickling, eye-popping good time. Ooh, now, you went to church Sunday morning. You don't have to go back again Sunday night. Come on over. We're going to party a little bit. What do you say? Oh, come on. You know you want it. Come on now. Okay, I'm going to have to pull out my secret weapon. I got a boyfriend. I got Clifford. He wants to play kissy face with you. What do you say? See, don't be deceived by Satan's snares. He's good at making bad look good and good look bad. And his greatest tool is deception. Oh, and I tell you what, and if he can get you, he wants to poison you and he wants to put you to death. He doesn't want you to live for God and have a relationship with Christ. Heal up here. Right here, have a seat there. The devil's a thief, and he wants to rob from you the joys of, sir, sit down there. He wants to rob from you. Reach, reach, reach. He wants to put you to death. Bang, 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 bang. You're supposed to die. Bang, 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 bang. Whew. I never run out of bullets. You're still dead. He doesn't want you to live for God. He wants you to be dead. But watch this. When a Christian dies, it's not the end. It's not over. It's the beginning of eternal life. Good job. Give Dixie a round of applause there. Good job, Lord. All right. We'll bring Champ up here right now, and we'll switch out with him. All right. Thank you there, Cole. Now, here we go. All right. Now, Champ has got his church sitting chair up here, and A lot of folks think that because they go to church, they're going to heaven. Just because you go to church doesn't mean you're going to heaven someday, but it's a good place to go to find out how to get to heaven. Amen? Now, Tampa, I want you to sit here. I want you to be still. I want you to mind your manners, okay? Be a good boy, all right? We show the Lord we love him and worship him by attending church, listening to the preacher preach and teach. That's a way to show God you love him. By giving, put money in the offering. That's a way to show God that you love him. By singing songs to him and about him. That's a way to show God that you love him. I hope there's no question in the mind of God that you love him. Hope it's evident, because you can tell, can't you? Some people think because they go to church, they're going to heaven. But just because you go to church doesn't mean you're going to get to heaven someday. We'll bring that teeter board up here, if you would, Brother John, and we're going to use it like a scale. If you know much about horses, they don't like anything that teeters and rocks and moves under their feet. But Champ's learned to get up on this thing. And so step on up here. Scooch on over. There you go. Now, here we go. So many people, you ask them, if you die today, you know you go to heaven? And they'll say, yeah. How do you know? And they'll say, because I'm good. They think it's like a scale. If my good outweighs my bad, I go to heaven. Some days you're being good, some days you're being bad. Some days you're doing right, some days you're doing wrong. Some days you're obeying, some days you're disobeying. But the Bible says in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith. And not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm not going to heaven because my good outweighs my bad. Oh, it does not work that way. All right, are you done? Here, let's step down off of here. And I want you to show these cowboys and cowgirls out here today how you can be really good. Now, let's step up here. I want you to mind your manners. I want you to behave, because life's most important question is this. If you died today, do you know for sure, 100%, without a doubt, that you'd go to heaven? Now, get back over here. Just back up. All right, I want you to behave. If you die today, do you know that you go to heaven? That's life's most important question. Hey, don't be doing it. Don't be, stop, champ. You stop it. Don't be chewing on this. It's my wild rag, my bandana. It's a necessary tool. Every cowboy's got one. It's got 101 uses. Why, you can use this thing as a napkin, as a towel, as a rag, as a flag to wave somebody down. You can use it as a water filter. Get back over here. You can use it as, a towel to snap your sister. Anyway, you can use it as a blindfold for an ornery horse. Or a do-rag while you're riding your Harley. Or a mask to keep the dust or dirt out of your mouth and nose when you're riding drag on the herd. Now leave it alone. Don't be messing with my bandana. Now, because of sin. Sin is anything you think, say, and do that breaks. Would you, Champ, would you stop? You're being an example of a sinner. Don't be messing with this. It's not a chew toy. Now get back over here. Now behave. Now stay still. Sin. We all are guilty of sin. And because of sin, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. And someday. Now listen here, you're getting mighty close with that. Now, yuck, got slobber on my bandana. All right, well, have you ever seen a horse play dead? The wages of sin is death. Here we go, let's go down. Someday we're gonna die. Champ is 21 years of age. He'll live to be about 35. And we got a good many years of service together. Good. No, dead horses don't smile. We don't put you in the grave with a big smile on your face. Now lay here and be still, all right? Now, you and I die because of sin. That's why Jesus laid down his life for us. Jesus Christ, the perfect sinless Son of God, laid down his life for us, but God committed his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But he didn't stay dead. On that third day, something happened. On that third day, death couldn't hold him. On that third day, the grave couldn't keep him. On that third day, up from the grave, he arose. He ascended up into heaven. He's at the right hand of the Father, preparing a place for us. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And that place is called heaven. It's a place of eternal life. And how do we get the free gift of God? Eternal life in heaven. Well, if a sinner would put their faith and trust in Jesus and pray and call out unto the Lord and forgive him and save him, he will. Oh, yeah. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. They say, Lord, I know I sinned. I know I deserve hell. And I believe you died and was buried and rose again the third day. Thank you for dying for me. Help me to live for you. Amen. Oh, and a sinner prays the sinner's prayer. When they put their faith and trust in Jesus, their sins are forgiven. Their name is inscribed and written down in permanent ink in the Lamb's Book of Life up in heaven. And all of heaven rejoices. Now, I want you to represent heaven. And Champ's going to rear up on his hind feet as a symbol of victory, representing somebody getting saved. The best day of your life was when you got saved. The greatest moment of your life was when you accepted Christ and your name was put in the Book of Life up in heaven. So, are you ready, Champ? He's going to rear up. You're going to hoot and holler and scream because a new name is written down in glory. Yes. Woo-hoo. I tell you what, that was a great day when somebody got saved. And after you get saved, God's got plans for you. He's got a job for you to do. You're not an accident or a mistake. Champ, step up here. He likes getting up here because it makes him feel big. Oops, 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 oops. Let's try it here. You're getting a little excited. Step right up here. There you go. Now, he likes getting up here. Makes you feel big, special, important. And God's got a special job for you. You say, well, I'm little. Well, look at Champ. He's little. You say, well, I'm not real smart. I'm not very fast. I'm always the last one that chose. Listen, you're not an accident. You're not a mistake. There's a reason for you being here. God's got a purpose for your life, and he wants to use you. And you can make him look good, or you can make him look bad. I hope you're not a hay burner. See, Champ was a hay burner. He was good for nothing. We found him. He was out in the pasture just doing as he pleased. You couldn't ride him. You couldn't catch him. He was shaggy. He was a mess. His hooves needed to be trimmed. His teeth needed to be brushed. And he was a wreck. But we found him. We started working with him. Started teaching him. Started training him. Because he listened. Because he obeyed. Because he submitted his will to my will, his master. Well, guess what? He escaped being turned into dog food. He missed being turned into glue. Oh, yeah. I tell you what, now he's living the dream. He's traveling all across the country, living a dream. Why? He's got a padded stall with fans in the summer and heaters in the winter. Boys and girls come by and bring him apples and carrots. Why? He is living the dream. He'd never go back to them old hay-burning days of doing as he pleased. So make your life count for the cause of Christ. Now, this next behavior is a little ridiculous. He thinks it's funny, so humor him and laugh at him when he does it. We call this bottoms up, because his bottom is up. Give him a hand right there. And the Bible says that someday, whenever we get to heaven, every knee shall bow and tongue confess that Jesus is the Lord. What a day that'll be when my Jesus I shall see. And if you've enjoyed Champ, you can give him a round of applause. And he gets these little apple nuggets as a reward for his behavior because it pays to serve Jesus. Amen. That's for sure. Give him another round of applause as he slips off the platform. Thank you there. Now, I want to show you something and we'll be done. We're coming in for a landing. The men are watching for the best behaved. We're talking about heaven because we want you to know that you're going there. And the Bible says that God's gift is eternal life in heaven. Now, heaven is a beautiful place. First picture there, if you would, my brother. Heaven is a place where the streets are paved with gold. Do you know if Pacific Baptist Church parking lot was paved with gold, We'd have to get armed guards, around the clock, spotlights, heavy artillery, because people would be trying to steal it and dig it up. But in heaven, it's like pavement up there. Heaven. Oh, it's a beautiful place. Next picture. It's a place where there's buildings, there's mansions, there's trees, the river of life. Oh, there's fruit. Hey, the Bible says that eye hath not seen, nor has ear heard the things that God has prepared for them that love him. It's beyond your comprehension. You just can't imagine what heaven is going to be like. Next picture. Heaven is far better than Disney. That is nothing compared to heaven. It's far better than the seven wonders of the world, the beautiful scenic beaches, your favorite spots to vacation. That's nothing compared to heaven. Why? It's better than Niagara Falls and all the beauty there. It has nothing to compare with what heaven is going to be like. Heaven is a great place. But the first step to get there is admitting you've sinned. Do you know what's hard for people to admit today? You know, so with your kids, it's so much easier to lie than to tell the truth. And they'll just flat out, because it's not my fault. I didn't do it. No, it's not me. Huh? But you got to be willing to admit I have sinned. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have fallen short. Every one of us have fallen short, even at our best. Well, I tell you what, fighting goes on all the time. Stealing, robbing, huh? I've been robbed at gunpoint, you know? Fighting and fussing and people losing their tempers and they can't get along. And no wonder your kids don't want to come home. No wonder they want to rather stay at somebody else's house because their house is just a war zone. They're always fussing. They're always fighting. These are sins, common sins, lying, stealing, cheating, fighting, on and on and on it goes. The penalty for sin is death in hell, okay? Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. There's a penalty for it. You're going to die. And that death is a separation from God, a death in hell. That is what I deserve. Nobody goes to heaven until they first realize I'm a sinner. I deserve to go to hell. Now, we're all going to die. It's coming. Death's going to come knocking on your door. We all have been to funerals, and because nobody lives forever. And so when you die, you're either going to go to one of two places, heaven or hell. The Bible says, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That's hell. I don't want to go to hell. You don't want to go to hell. Hell is a terrible place prepared for the devil and his angels, referred to as this lake of fire, a place of torture, a place of torment. Hey, there's no air conditioning there. There's no water fountains there. It's a place of separation from God. Some people think that I'm going to party there. I've had people tell me that I'm going to go to hell and we're going to party. You are an idiot. That's not hell. Heaven, but not hell. Hell is not a place of party time. There's not going to be any smiles in hell. There's not going to be any happiness in hell. There won't be any parties in hell. In hell, there's not going to be any saddle pals. All my buddies are there. We're going to go to hell. No, there's not one friend there. You don't want to go to hell. That's a deception of the devil. A lot of people, we're going to get drunk. We're going to shoot up. We're going to do. No. That's not hell. Hell is a terrible place of torment prepared for the devil and his angels, and God never intended for you to go to hell. Now, third step, you got to believe that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. You got to believe that. Jesus died, he was buried, and rose again. The scriptures say Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day. The only one that had power over death, hell, sin, and the grave. Oh, yeah. You must believe that. Now, watch this little video clip here that typifies what it might have been like that day when Jesus carried the cross down that road. After they had put a crown of thorns on his head. After they had whipped his back with a cat of nine tails 39 times. After they spit in his face and ripped out his beard. After that, they nailed him to the cross. After they pierced his side, and he did that, Jesus died for you. He died for me. If you could get to heaven without Jesus, why did he die? He died to save us from our sins. But they put him in a borrowed tomb because he wasn't going to need that long. And on the third day, he rose again. On the third day, they came to the tomb and the disciples showed up and he was gone. He had resurrected. He had power over sin, death, hell, and the grave. The greatest event that ever took place in history was the resurrection of Christ. Oh, that right there was the determining factor. That's what our God has above all the other false gods is he is the one and true God. He was the Son of God. And he rose again. Oh, yeah. Thank God for the hope of heaven. Thank God that he died for us. Next picture, if you would. What's the fourth step? You got to receive it. You got to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You either got it or you don't have it. The gift of God is what? Eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's a free gift, and it's eternal. And you don't have to do it every week. Okay, we got a grandma giving her grandson a gift. How many of you have had grandparents that will buy you things your parents will not buy? Oh, yeah, man. Grandparents quite often give some pretty good gifts, okay? Here this grandson is receiving this gift. Wow. That today we're going to be giving out some gold tickets. Those gold tickets are going to those that are the best. Now, you're working for that. You're trying to earn it. Heaven's not like that. Heaven, there's enough for all, okay? Everybody can have that. The gift of God is eternal life. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from hell, gonna go to heaven. You gotta believe that and understand that. And watch this. This little boy is kneeling. And you know what he's doing? He's receiving the gift of eternal life. His preacher has the word of God, and he's showing him what he needs to know that he's going to heaven. He's explaining it to him, just like you saw Champ demonstrate to you, just like I've explained to you with these pictures. I've showed you the steps which you need to know. Now, here's the question. You either got the gift or you don't. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. How do you know you're going to heaven? Well, you'll have a memory of the moment that you accepted Christ as your Savior. See, how do you know? See, you might not know the exact date. You might not know all the details, but you'll have a memory of the moment that you accepted Christ as your Savior. When the Spirit of God convicted you of your sin. For me, it was January 10th, 1971. I was a seven-year-old, red-headed, freckle-faced boy. I was sitting in church, and the preacher was preaching, and it was like a light turned on in my head. It's like I understood what I needed to do. How old does a child need to be to get saved? Old enough to understand. Old enough to understand. There's not an age limit. Okay? They just got to understand what it means. And if a child is dealt with carefully, the scripture clearly teaches that except we come to Christ as a child with simple dependence upon him, you can't enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so today, do you have the gift? Today, do you have a story to tell? Today, do you have a memory of the moment that you accepted Christ? If I came down and talked to you and pointed to you one by one and said, hey, if you died today, you know you go to heaven, what would your answer be? Oh, I'm a church member. Wrong answer. I got baptized. Wrong answer. The preacher said they got a card on me. Wrong answer. No. If you can tell me I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, you got that memory of that moment when you made that decision. Oh, yeah. Now, that right there is the right answer. And I see you in heaven. So do you have the gift? Do you not? Are you headed to heaven? Are you going to hell? What are you trusting in? If you're here today and say, Ranger Walker, I'm not sure. Ranger Walker, I've never done that. Then make the greatest decision of your life and accept Christ as your Savior today. We'd like to help you make that decision before it's eternally too late. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the hope of heaven. Thank you that we can know that we're going to heaven someday. And you sent your son Jesus to die for us. Thank you for loving us. As heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I wonder how many would say, Ranger Walker, I remember when I accepted Christ as my Savior. You told your story about how you accepted his free gift and forgiveness, I could tell you when I did that, I got a memory of that moment. Who could slip their hand up as a testimony? That's me, preacher. I'll see you in heaven. I have accepted Christ as my Savior. Good. God bless you. Hands all across the room. Wonderful. All right, you can put your hands down. Now, if you're 12 years old and younger, I'm talking to you. You're 12 and younger. I'm talking to you right now. So our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. How many of you, boys and girls, 12 and younger, would say, Ranger Walker, I don't ever remember asking Jesus to save me from my sins. I don't know that I'd go to heaven, but I would like to do that today. I want to ask Jesus to save me today. I want that gift of eternal life so I can know I'm going to heaven. Who would slip their hand up and say, I've never done it, but I want to do it today? Who have any children, 12 and younger, who just slip it up and say, Ranger Walker, I don't know that I'd go to heaven. I'm not sure about that. God bless you. I see that hand. Now keep it up just for a moment. I got a young lady here. I don't want to miss anybody. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. You here today, Ranger Walker? I'm not for sure that I'd go to heaven. I just don't know anybody else. Now, if you're 12 and younger, good. I see that she's sitting next to Miss Alma. Miss Alma's going to talk to her and help her know. And if you've got a child that's 12 or younger and you're not for sure they're saved and they got some questions about it, this is what we're going to do. In just a moment, we'll stand. In just a moment, the pianos will begin to play. And it is going to be what we would call invitation time, an invite for you to respond, an invite for you to leave your seat and come to the front. And let us take the Bible and show you how you could know that you're going to heaven. Now, if you're here today and you're a teenager or you're an adult, you'd say, Ranger Walker, I don't know. I've never done that. But today, after watching and listening, I understand what you showed us from the Bible. It makes sense. And I would like to accept that gift of eternal life. Well, right now, in the privacy of your seat, in the quietness of this moment, we'd like to help you make that decision. As our heads are bowed and eyes are closed, would you do the greatest thing in your life and let God do a work in your heart? Would you make the greatest decision and accept his free gift? So as our heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I'd like to word you in a simple prayer. And you will be talking from your heart to the heart of God and accept this gift of eternal life. If you'd like to do that today, right now, I want to give you the opportunity. So here's a prayer that you could say. As our heads are bowed and eyes are closed, you can repeat it after me. You could say, Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and there's nothing I can do to save myself. I believe that you died and was buried and rose again the third day. Thank you for dying for me. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart and save my soul. For I receive you as my Savior. As heads are bowed and eyes are closed, if you're a teenager, an adult, you'd say, Ranger Walker, I just prayed that prayer with you from my heart to the heart of God. I prayed it right now and I meant it. Would you slip your hand up so I could know I'd see you in heaven? Anybody here say, I prayed that prayer with you? I see a hand here. I'm kind of scanning the auditorium. I'd like to know that I'd see you. Anybody else say, Preacher, I prayed that prayer with you. God bless you. There's another. Good. I see those hands. Good. Now, if you prayed that prayer and you asked Jesus to save you from your sins, I want you to look up here at me if you just raised your hand. I got something I want to give you. I got a spiritual birth certificate. It has no saving power, but it's just something that I'd like to put in your hands so that you could have and hold on to and remember the day you accepted that free gift of eternal life. And so I'm going to have, preacher, if we could maybe have the altar workers to come down here. The piano is going to start playing. And if you said, preacher, I prayed that prayer, then I want to give this to you right now. So you can just leave your seat, come to the front. I've got them right here. God bless you. There you go, buddy. There's one. That's good. Yeah, God bless you. Yeah, there you go. Come on. That's good. And we just want to get your name. We want to find out who you are. You're not having to say anything. You're not joining the church. But today we want to get their names and find out who they are and talk to them about this and make sure they got it settled. God bless you, man. God bless you, these teenage boys. Good. He said, preacher, I prayed that prayer today with you. I meant it. Then we'd like to give you one of these and congratulate you and shake your hand. Anybody else? Maybe you're here and you got some questions. Maybe here you're uncertain, you're unsure. This is the time to come. We'd love to help you with this. Let's all stand together right now. Heavenly Father, we pray you'd continue to bless. Lord, folks are being dealt with. Lord, some folks have made the greatest decision of their life. And I pray that today, if there's anybody that's uncertain, they have questions, they're unsure, I pray that today they'd get it nailed down. I pray they'd find one of the church members. They'd find one of the assistant pastors or Brother Myers and get this thing settled about their eternity, because we want to know that we'll see them in heaven. The preacher will come and he's going to close out the invitation as he sees fit, but you obey God today.